Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Sir Alex, with all this analysis and coaching and looking at everything, why was no one able to at least acknowledge the undeniable talent that is Paul Pogba? Why was no one able to identify that Paul Pogba was going to be a £100 million player?
My name is John Merrick.
Is he?
John Merrick. Can you do an impression, Steve?
Nope.
That's my elephant man.
Right, why have you done that?
Because it's the only I can do.
My name is John
Merrick. And the name's Bond. James Bond. That's it. That's all. That's
my
turn.
That's not an impression. That's just saying.
That was Fergie calling Pogba's agent a shitbag.
Right.
So we're happy with that, aren't we?
Yeah, he is a shitbag.
And we're in one of the top 10 bars in Europe because we're Brussels. On the way home,
I wouldn't say it's in the top 10 bars.
No, but you know, I like about it. It used to be tanks, so they've obviously cost cut. But you have armed people, you know, what are they called?
Soldiers, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Armed people
outside the bar, and I like them. I feel protected in here.
But they're not there, they've just parked the car.
No, but they go wandering.
Well, I've not seen them at all.
So if there's trouble, we'll be alright.
Unless you're the one who's
causing the trouble.
You'll get shot.
Right, have you had a nice trip?
What a lovely trip. Have you?
Yes, great. Really. The beer's just mental though.
Yeah.
It's too strong. I like the fact that we got here Tuesday. By the Wednesday, pretty much every bar we went in, there were reds going, how much percentages to try and get the weakest. We said if they did Foster's on drug, it would be fucking great. Yeah. It's lovely, but it's too... So I'm now currently drinking a strawberry beer. You're on the cherry beer.
Mm-hmm. Yours is 2.8.
I'm not going to edit this, Steve, so...
No.
Don't say anything inappropriate. Right. And... We didn't get in because we haven't got enough credit, so we watched it in a bar and we had a great night, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had 2 kebabs yesterday from the same place.
And you left me.
I did leave, yeah. I thought you'd gone.
I hadn't gone. When have I ever left a bar?
Yeah, well, I couldn't find
you. And you were ringing me, which is amazing that I picked up the phone saying I'm outside the hotel. And the hotel had a draconian, you actually had a proper key.
Yeah, and I wasn't allowed to have the key
because
I'm not responsible enough or old enough.
We will talk football, but do you know what? The other week, I had a question for you. This is seriously waffle it.
Someone asked me a question.
I watched Duffy die in Casualty, and you know I cry over certain TV things, like an emotional Doctor Who gets me.
Yeah.
So Duffy dying in Casualty.
Has she?
Yeah, dementia, and she got in the snow, and it was really well done because she waved Charlie off, and she said like, I'm alright in the afterlife, so that made me feel comforted. Now, what's your favourite TV death, like, that they've done well?
That's a good question, Barney. I don't really know.
I never. This much on Shane, we're going to get him in, but he's still watching The Sopranos. I never felt at ease with Tony Soprano, Christopher dying. I thought that was done badly.
Why?
Because it wasn't the whole series. It just didn't gel well. I don't think Tony would have done that. You know, when he's had the car crash and he. Suffocates him. I just don't think that. I never felt. I loved The Sopranos, but I never felt well.
You analyse stuff a bit too much.
My missus goes to bed.
I watch
a TV thing, and then I Google like interpretations of every ending, and she says, "Can't you just fucking watch a film or a TV show?" I'm so anal.
Still thinking about my favourite TV death.
No, but it's done well, not like you celebrate it.
Right. I don't know. Not really.
We need to talk football.
Go on then.
So, we only watched it in the bar. I thought, last 10 minutes, we should have, if we'd have upped it a bit quicker earlier than that, we'd have won. Martial, brilliant. But you want to see him chasing down the defender like that more often. Romero, decent number two, but I always have had that I wouldn't ever want him number one, so I thought he was more. I know Williams let it bounce, but he's more culpable.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, it wasn't the greatest game of football that I've ever seen.
Yeah, but you take that.
I think the result's all right, and we've seen worse this season. I thought it was. All right, just score away from home.
Yeah, but if we can win Sunday, then it's a good win.
Yeah.
And Monday, I fucking.
Monday was great.
Like, I sometimes miss in the digger if you're not there, but, like, if you're at a game, it's human nature, I think. If I'm at home, I'm more critical of United than being at the game. You know, like, why have you misplaced that? Why have you done that? But at the game, you're so fucking immersed with it. It was one of those games where you didn't give a shit if we hadn't played great, but you were just so fucking into it. I loved every minute of it.
I thought we did play well on Monday. I think it was one of the performances of the season.
Yeah, but Nick said we got lucky. So that's what, on the WhatsApp chat, the game that you saw on WhatsApp was not the game that I saw at the ground. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's... I think the decisions helps out massively. I thought we were a better team, and I thought Fred was outstanding again. Yeah,
he's made me eat. The criticism, what is Fred, where is Fred? Fucking hell, Fred, who are you now?
Yeah, he played well. Played well.
And I chatted to Irish Pat after the game. And he put it to me, like the whole Oli thing, will we improve, you know? And he went, he's not going to be the man who wins us the league or like fucking Europe. You might scam at your Europa League. But will we be in a better position? And I, after Monday, after City in the League Cup, I feel confident that we will be in a better shape. It won't be the shitstorm that fucking every manager has had in the last.
Yeah, it's like we were saying yesterday when we sat down with Dennis. We wanted Ollie
not
to
Dennis
come in.
Law, that
not
is. Dennis Law. I wish it had. Sorry, Dennis. You're lovely, but
We wanted Ollie to come in and do a job, and he's doing the job. Like to get rid of the shit, the dead wood, stabilise it a little bit, and now people are saying, "Oh well." He needs to win the league, or he needs to do this, and he needs to do that. We can't keep changing the goalposts. Start of the season, our expectations were low. We have certain games where we play really well, and we expect to be there, or like top four-ish. And then we'll cock it up against it.
Yeah.
A lesser team, Sunday. And then it's all doom and gloom again.
But I'm like... For me, you know, I'm a hypocrite because for fucking, you know, we're chasing fourth place. It's a load of bollocks. United, Manchester United shouldn't be fucking chasing fourth place.
No.
But this season, it might actually, not for the calibre of play. You know, fuck all that because the Pogba debacle.
Yeah, he needs to fuck off.
You tired, Steve?
Yeah, very tired. You can't be arsed talking to him. I'm being honest.
I'm going to get Shane on and he'll just, podcast Tourette's.
Yeah.
But I do think qualifying for it, we don't want the Europa again. We've said that, you know.
It's Sunday first, that's the killer, isn't it?
So, what's it all about?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to scoring for a
sleep,
yeah. And the train.
What's been your highlight of the trip?
I like that bar that we were in first yesterday.
The museum.
The square.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's one of my top five European bars. And the barman looked at me baffled. I said, I have these lists in my head. I'm Rain Man without the intelligence.
Yeah, but why does the barman need to know? He doesn't care.
You should feel like, enjoy your job knowing that someone buzzes off where you are. Anyway, right. If what football? Come on, talk United. It's great seeing the Reds. And what... The average age on the Eurostar Alpha is about 70. We are all getting fucking old. But seeing some kids, good kids, over the last couple of nights has made me buzz. Because we're passing the fucking baton on to you. Be kinder to each other, all the Twitter online bollocks. But in real life, United fans still have that fucking connection and I fucking love it.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Shane, come on. So, we've got podcast Tourette's here. Every morning, you'll come up and say, I shouldn't say anything inappropriate. And then by the end of the podcast, you're shouting anal milk. So, talk football now.
Football? Yeah. So I thought it was...
the ground, go on, talk about the ground.
So I thought it was awful, like, typically, for a great place in Bruges, it was awful getting in, over-the-top policing, barbed wire. It's like going in, it's like the film 1917. It was like a set of 1917 trying to get into the ground. But we made it in about 20 minutes late, missed their goal. I thought we should have beaten them. I was wet. If I'm honest with you, it's a bit miserable. Martial scored a good goal.
We're back. Maybe take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. We should have beaten them easy, really, but I think we will go through.
One, two, three, four, five.
And at the end of the day, I think I was a bit pessimistic, but I think we will go through now.
Gdansk.
I thought Gdansk, it's not on. I don't think we're going to make it all the way there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a long way off, mate.
We were asking you about what type of rooms we've got in the apartment you've booked.
I do.
I wanted an en suite.
There's room there for you, mate. There's room for you, mate.
There's a little
not
bit,
room for me. I'm in
a little, I kind of thought, actually, my little hope is that with Bruno, I think Fred. In a first team at the moment, it's Man United 11. Fred would be in it, and I think Bruno alongside Fred, maybe Fred winning the ball, laying off, and Bruno getting forward could be.
That's what we should have started Fernandes yesterday, because there's no harm in getting games.
Exactly, and I think it's still the same old pressure that for the hierarchy and for Ole, probably fourth place. It's because it's in sniffing distance. They're always going to prioritise that and see what can you get away with in Europe. Can you get away?
Yeah.
Whereas to me, it's like
yeah, but then Maguire's played fucking.
I know, yeah, but he's so. I think it's because we're kind of quite shallow in options here, but so I thought it wasn't the best performance, but I think they do enough to get through now. And that, in fairness, if they qualify, you can vindicate them.
Yeah, and I felt since City the second leg a lot more positive about United than I have in a long while. Probably all season, I feel you can see where we're developing.
It's a total bill anyway.
You know the overhanging problems with the Glazers. You know Woodward's a twat. But it goes said to Steve, are we improving? And I think
I think Ollie's a lot of good, and I think Ollie is probably a little bit out of his depth, and I think his press conferences are, we shouldn't be judging by that. It's ridiculous what people say, but he's doing the things that people wanted. He's cleared out a few players. So far his signings have genuinely been an improvement on what we had before, so I think it's whether it, I don't think he ultimately will ask, but he's putting Man United in a better position than they would have been before we started.
Go on. What's your favourite TV death?
Favourite TV death was Dirty Den, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that he came back to life, didn't he?
But,
a proper death. Was it a proper death? Or was it?
A same Duffy dying.
He was a sort of
Duffy dying in Casualty affected me recently.
Oh yeah, did you see that? But I thought that was a bit weird. Because you know the fella. Who's the fella she's with?
Charlie.
Charlie. He's always been a bit weird. He doesn't move his neck. His whole body moves rather than just. He doesn't. I've often wondered how did he become an actor. He's obviously got contacts.
I've built myself up.
He's weird.
I've saved the funeral episode because I was too emotionally raw from the death one, and I haven't watched it in about 8 years.
But my wife quite likes it. My wife quite likes Casualty, but I've always found the man Charlie an odd character, and I've often wondered how did he become an actor, because he's not a very good one.
About 30% of this is Casualty podcast. Is there a Casualty fanzine? You know there's a Dallas fanzine.
No.
Yes.
Casualty's not a
There's
great
a Dallas program. Fanzine.
Casualty is on, to me, Casualty's on the level, Barney, with Call the Midwife. It's equivalent program.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if I've mentioned, I had a big rail like mum-in-law over for Christmas, and the one thing, we're not watching that.
How much is it?
I'll tape it for you. Yeah. When I'm out, when you've got my boy. I'm not watching
57
that.
57 each. I bet you're surprised how much is in there. It's gone up.
Go on, Nicky, give us your thoughts.
Is that gone up? Trip's been brilliant as ever, like, a few legendary bits, like, and always the game got in the way. The game was rubbish, wasn't it?
Was it that bad?
Yeah, no, it weren't great.
But it's an awful place to go to. The ground is awful. The police,
the mission of getting in.
It's genuinely one of the worst places you can go to.
What a ball's ache.
But when you described it, Philip,
I think you had the right idea.
I hate the way we're treated.
So to summarise it, you're not knocking United for this, it's not their fault. You made, as a grown 50-year-old man, as you click your ticket, someone puts a wristband on you.
Yeah.
So you're like,
yeah,
sorry, Club 18 purchasing. And then when you get to the ground...
Has anyone got them on?
I've cut it off.
Have you got yours? So you can wear it like Rastonbury. Exactly. Still have it on.
Collect them.
Obviously you can't see it. People. So we're in Brussels and the station is opposite. The ground was that close, but yet you get off the bus, now you've got to walk half an hour away from the ground and round. Barbed wire.
Why are they treating us like that?
And then when we get in 20 minutes late and then you're standing there, it's pissing down. It's awful.
Right,
and
miserable.
But, yeah, we choose to do it, you can't.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be at our ages treated still.
Well,
When was the last trouble you saw at United?
It was basically a bunch of middle-aged men
But I said, there were a lot. The average age on the Eurostar was fucking ancient.
Yeah.
But yesterday, a lot of kids. That
they've all got money. Yeah.
Please. It's good to see it. Yeah. It is good. These young lads need to be going to games. They need to be given the opportunity to go to games. Like, they wait. But the ballots and away games and all that.
Has anyone got a Spurs ticket, by the way?
Has anyone got Spurs? No one's got Spurs. apart from Shane. Yeah.
Well, obviously the tickets went to the club. That's the other thing, isn't it? The ballot results come out when everyone's travelling. A bit of a kick in the bollocks of people.
Right, go on, Shane, then. Final thoughts.
So, my final thoughts, we come back to Brussels.
You love that bar, mate.
So, the barmaid is still working.
I think I was hugging the barmaid saying that in another life I might have met you in another world.
We had a great, I thought Bruges were in, we had a great bar last night. It was a proper local pub. It was proper, and the bar
was great. And the great smoothie. The old bloke down to the toilet would straighten the table up and smoothie every time we did it. Yeah. Right, okay. We're done, we're talking shit. Thanks everyone. Right, we'll do one after Sunday. Glory, Man United.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.